Good morning, everyone. In my office, I have this little ceramic plaque that looks like a little plate that's sitting on my windowsill. It was given to me by parishioners a couple of years ago. And this plaque says, "Faith, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now, this is a quote from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. What was going on is that the Israelites were being given the choice to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or the false gods of other nations. They were about to enter into the promised land, and this quote is from Joshua giving them that choice. They could either choose the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or the other nations, but as for Joshua and his family, they chose to serve the Lord. And the people of Israel responded, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods." Their choice was to follow the one true God over the false gods of the other nations. Now, Israel wasn't always faithful. They kept returning to these false gods and had to keep being called back to that one true God, keep being reminded of who the one true God really is. Now, in our lives, we too are given the choice between the one true God, God our Heavenly Father, and the false gods of the world. Now, these aren't the ancient gods that the Israelites were tempted by, not the ancient gods of the Middle East or Egypt and so on. But instead, the false gods that we are tempted by are the false gods of worldly goods, human pride, self-centeredness. They are false. Any false god is anything that becomes more important to us than serving God, becomes between us and God. The fact is, our human temptation is to be worldly in spirit, to be focused on the things of the world and lose focus on what is truly important in our lives. And of course, what is truly important is our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and to serve others instead of ourselves, because that desire to serve comes out of a relationship with Christ. What happens is, if we are worldly in spirit, if we are focused on the world in our spirit, we end up regulating our spiritual life to Sundays or certain situations and not allowing our faith in Christ to influence every moment. To quote kind of a popular phrase, we end up singing with the angels on Sunday, but living like the devil the rest of the week. What happens is, we, like the Israelites, we tend to wander away from the service of God and follow the false gods of the world. What we need to hear is the call of our Lord to return to Him. You know, our Lord is waiting for us, like the father in the parable of the prodigal son, the son who rejected his father and turned away from him. God is calling us. When we fall into the trap of worldly things, as this prodigal son did, He is waiting for us. We just need to turn back to Him.